Well, we now take a moment to look in God's Word about a theme that has to do with this Christmas season, as we do every year, because we always want to preserve the true meaning of Christmas, which is found in God's Word. This message is called A Light Has Shined. As we read earlier in chapter 1, verse 5, the light shines in the darkness. And I'd ask, before I give this message that the Lord has laid in my heart, please join with me in a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, thank you that you are the light, and I pray your Holy Spirit would bless this message and give us the true understanding of how you are the light of the world and you have shone for all to see. In Jesus' name, amen. There are many traditions that people engage in during the Christmas time, and it generally changes and from family to family. Each family has their own specific, unique way of celebrating Christmas. One popular tradition is the taking of a tree and putting it in your house and decorating it. But the one theme that is really hard to miss is that of putting up of Christmas lights. People in this time of year will put lights on their homes or on their properties to shine in the evening. And if you look out the windows right now, you probably can see a few of them. We've always wanted to put Christmas lights on, but never really got to. And this year we did. We got some lights that wrapped around our ramp railing, and we got it on sale, I think, at Hobby Lobby a couple years ago. And there's actually a button you can press different settings, and they flash according to different patterns. And if you drive downtown here in Dodgeville, you see lights wrapped around trees and up on the light posts in different shapes, like angels and snowflakes. I was driving, coming home from work last night, and coming up 151, I had to run an errand in Platteville, so I'm coming up 151, and there in the east was a property completely decked out in lights. I couldn't believe it. I just tried to think of the hours that it must have taken to put the lights around every tree on their property out in the country. And then I was coming up, and as I entered into Dodgeville, took that exit there, I don't know if you saw, off to the left, I don't know whose property it was, but it was another one just completely decked out, all different colors, every single tree. It's quite amazing. We see lights everywhere. If you look in the sanctuary, there are lights in our windows. We have the light of the candles here. So there's a big emphasis on light during the Christmas season. Now, some people might have different reasons for doing it, but we as believers in Jesus know that it is a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. We take light for granted, don't we? Physical light we take for granted. It's so necessary to our daily tasks. Just think about it. When I wake up in the morning, right now it's dark out when I wake up, and I get out of bed, and I go into the kitchen, and I flip a switch, and a light comes on. And now I'm able to see more clearly, and so I can get my cup of warm water that I drink. And then I go over to the coffee pot, and I fill it up with some coffee, and I press a button on the coffee pot, and there's a little green light on the coffee pot. And that light tells me that the coffee pot is on, so I can go do something else rather than waiting 20 seconds to hear if the coffee pot is on and hear the little, you know, bubbling sound that it makes. It saved me 20 seconds, that little light. And then I go over to the Christmas tree that we have in our living room, and I take it and I plug it in, and the lights come on in the Christmas tree, and I just like to look at those lights for a moment. And after the coffee's brewed and I get myself ready, I sit down on the couch there next to the Christmas tree, and I open my Bible. And the light from the Christmas tree illuminates my Bible so that I can read the Bible and have a time with the Lord before the day begins. And then the sun comes up and you see the lights that God brings through the sun and all the beautiful sunrises that we see, and everything gets illuminated, and so we can begin our day and do the things we need to do. There's light in every part of our lives. We're able to sit here and you're able to see me for better or for worse because lights are above your head. We take light for granted sometimes. I can't imagine what it's like to be blind. And I have great compassion for those who are born blind, never really being able to see physical light with physical eyes. I remember a conversation I had with my stepdad once when he had a real sensitivity for people who were handicapped in a way. And he had a friend that was blind, and he asked me once, he said, "Alex, can you explain to a blind person, how would you explain to a blind person the color blue?" And I was just dumbfounded. I didn't know how to answer that. And I still don't. And I asked him, what do you think? And he came up to me and he gave me a hug. Now, I don't know what he was thinking that meant. And I still, to this day, don't know what he meant, but at least gave me an appreciation for the fact that I can see the color blue. We take physical light for granted, but so much more, we take spiritual light for granted. In John chapter 1, verse 9, Jesus is described as the true light which gives light to every man coming in the world. The Bible describes Jesus as the light of the world. Just as we have physical light to help us see, we have spiritual light found in Jesus. It's just like we can thank God for physical light that is so crucial to our everyday lives, our existence. We should always thank God for Jesus, the spiritual light given to us one evening 2,000 years ago, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I want to share with you a few ways that we can thank God for the spiritual light given to you. One way is that we can see how Jesus' light can expose our sin. Jesus' light can expose our sin. There's an interesting way that light brings exposure. When you shine on something that's dark, there's suddenly an awareness of it. Turn, if you will, to John chapter 3, and you see this described. Verse 18. "He who believes in Christ is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of his only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest," look at this, "his deeds should be exposed." See, Jesus is the light of the world because he exposes our sin. And that might make us uncomfortable, but it's for a good purpose. It's to show us that we need His forgiveness and we need His salvation. His light shines in our souls to show us that we have sin. My parents, when I grew up, they really enjoyed a show called CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. And one thing they often would do in the show is they would go around in these crime scenes, they'd go inside somebody's house, they're trying to investigate and put the pieces together of why this person was killed. And something they would do is they would bring this UV light into the home. And they would turn off all the regular lights and shine this blue light. And it would be able to pick up blood or other things that could contribute to knowing who did it. And Jesus is just like that light. It shines in our souls, and things are revealed and illuminated that we didn't know were there, perhaps. We can see with the regular light, and we might compare ourselves to another person, and compared to them, we don't seem that bad. We're not stealing, and we're not swearing, but The moment Jesus' blue light shines in us, we see things there that have stained our souls. I remember the night when I was young, before I was a Christian, I had a friend that I was out in the middle of the night. We were doing things that we shouldn't, and we were walking along the main street, and suddenly a cop car who was patrolling the area drove down the street, and he saw us walking, and immediately he slammed on the brakes and he turned on his floodlight and shined it right on us. And my friend booked it and went into somebody's yard behind me, and I just stood there like a deer in the headlights. I was exposed. And my friend eventually sheepishly, with tail tucked between legs, came out, and the police officer had escorted us home. And we think that's cute, but there was a time when Jesus' light shone in my soul so much that I realized that I was such a hypocrite. I was going to church, acting like I was a Christian, but I was not truly born again. I didn't truly repent of sin. And I was around true believers, people who really knew Christ in a genuine way. It wasn't just a Sunday thing. It was a Monday through everyday thing. And when I stood next to them, the light of Christ revealed that I didn't know Him, that I didn't have His light inside of me. And I had to call on the name of the Lord. And so the question is, has Jesus' light exposed you of your sin? Others may not know, but if Jesus were to shine His light, what would be seen? Maybe lust. Constant viewing of things you shouldn't. Constant thoughts and or behaviors and actions of things that shouldn't be engaged in. Does it expose that sin? Or maybe pride, maybe Jesus' light shines in your heart and you see that there is such a self-worth in your heart that you look down on everyone around you. Or maybe it's greed, that the light shines in you and you see you have such a love for money and it just drives your actions and it makes you trample over people to achieve that next dollar. Exposure, exposure. Has Jesus' light exposed us of our sin? Once Jesus exposes us of our sin, then He is right there willing to deal with it. And that's the second thing, that we can thank God for Jesus being the light of the world. Not only does Jesus' light expose our sin, but Jesus' light can expel our darkness. It can expel our darkness. There's an interesting account in the book of Mark, chapter 1, when Jesus is first getting out on the scene and helping serve people and bring the message of the kingdom of God to those. It says in Mark chapter 1, verse 21, they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, He entered the synagogue and taught. That was kind of like the Jewish church. And they were astonished at His teaching, for He taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. There was something unique about Him. Now, verse 23, there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with You, Jesus of Nazareth? Did You come to destroy us? I know who You are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet. Come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed. So they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey Him." And immediately His fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. You see, Jesus' light expels darkness. There is in this world a darkness that is very real and very present. Its base, its foundation can be found in what we call demons, Satan, the evil presence of a rebellious creature who has control over many people's lives in ways we don't even imagine. And when people are exposed to Jesus through the preaching of the Word, through the interaction of Christians, through the work of the Holy Spirit, when people are confronted with Christ, those evil influences freak out because that light is shining them away. And that's why some people utterly reject Christ, because not only are their sins exposed, but the evil presence that's in their lives is exposed and doesn't want to leave. And so they tend to walk away from Christ. But if a person willingly submits to the Lord, that light expels those evil presences. When somebody puts their faith entirely in the Lord, Satan's influence is removed in a domineering way. I remember when I worked in a restaurant, there was this freezer that you'd go in to get the things that you need. And I remember walking in there and turning the light on and closing the door. And I, out of curiosity, decided what it looked like if I flipped the switch off. And so I was standing in that freezer and I flipped the switch off. And I tell you what, I have never experienced utter and complete darkness than in that freezer. I mean, not a spark of light. Utter darkness. There was no difference between my eyes open and my eyes closed. But when I flipped the switch back on, the darkness was gone and the light was there. And maybe you sense in your soul that there's this dark presence. There's this power over your life that you can't quite explain. Come to Christ and let His light shine in your soul, and the darkness will be expelled. Jesus' light can expose our sin, expel our darkness. And finally, Jesus' light can bring the experience of new life. Look back in John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made through Him, that is Jesus, the Word. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. See, there's a connection between light and life. And we see that in the world around us, because if you think about it, in a sense, light does bring life. In a scientific sense, you call it photosynthesis. In a way, the sunlight brings life to the world around us. Even as humans, we need sunlight. I know that this time of year, many experience what we call winter blues, because this season there's not as much sunlight as there is in the summertime. No wonder I've met so many people who live in Wisconsin and fly to Arizona and Florida for the winter. But the amazing thing about the light of Christ is how being in His presence and knowing Him brings life to your soul. His light is life. When you trust in Jesus, when you utterly fall down on your knees and say, I am a sinner, I need Christ for salvation, and He shines His light in your life, in your soul, you are given what the Bible calls eternal life. You are given His very presence by the Holy Spirit. And here it says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And even after you become a Christian and are saved, every single day when you are in prayer, when you are walking, just doing your daily tasks, there is a presence, a light shining in your soul, giving you life. You're a completely different person. Your thoughts are growing with the life of God inside of you. Your words are speaking words of God. Your actions, you want to do things to serve others, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, because there's a life inside of you. Knowing Christ is like opening up the branches of your soul to the bright, warm sun of His power and love and life. I used to be a CNA, and as a CNA, I would help people for their physical needs. And one of my assignments as a home health care CNA was to assist a retired pediatrician in Providence, Rhode Island, who was a Jewish man, and he had what was called sundowning dementia, which meant when the sun went down, he started to show signs of dementia. He would forget where he was and what he was doing. And I remember in the middle of the night, he would wake up and rub his head and he'd say, oh, these kids, I have to go take care of these kids. And he'd get out of bed and I'd have to assist him to the bathroom, and his wife slept in the other room, and he would go walk towards her room, and I would have to say, no doctor, no doctor, the nurse is not here. I kind of had to work with it because he wanted to go talk to his secretary. But I remember the worst thing about that job, that the wife wanted me to sit there for 8 hours while this man slept and got up a couple of times through the night in darkness and just sit there and wait. The previous CNA was permitted to sleep, but then he slept through the time when he needed to get up and help the guy, so sleep was out, and I needed to stay up for 8 hours in the dark. That was a struggle for me. And that time of my life was one of the most difficult times I had growing as a Christian. But something happened one evening. I decided one night I would just open up my Bible and read the book of Hebrews. Imagine a bedroom, completely dark, a snoring doctor on the bed, and I'm just reading my Bible. And I read through the book of Hebrews completely, and I don't know what happened. But something happened. I got on my knees before the Lord, and I just praised God for who He was and all the glorious things we read about in Hebrews. And there was, I don't know how to describe it, there was an incredible experience in which I witnessed brilliant light upon my soul. And the light of the presence of Christ was so real to me, and that was such a pivotal time in my life with the Lord. I tell you, friends, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Jesus is the light of the world. So, every time you drive now and see Christmas lights, what will you think of? The peace that we have through knowing Christ. Amen. The fact that His light exposes our sin. It's a good thing. The fact that His light expels the darkness. It's a good thing. And the fact that His light brings us eternal light. I'm going to bow in a word of prayer to close this sermon, and then we'll sing Silent Night. When I bow in prayer, I want to ask, do you know that if you were to die tonight, that you would have a home in heaven? Because if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Bible says that you will be placed in some place called outer darkness. And you don't want to be there. The Lord is inviting you tonight to receive His light. And all of us here tonight, when we bow our heads in prayer, may we reaffirm our belief that Jesus is the light of the world. Is His light shining through you? Do we need to invite Him afresh in our hearts to shine through us? Let's come before Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You that You are the light of the world. Thank You that in Your light is life. If somebody here tonight needs to receive Your light for salvation, I pray that they would call upon You, say something to the effect of, Lord, You have exposed my sin. I know I am a sinner. I know I have darkness inside of me and a power that is over my life. I repent of that sin. I turn away from it. And I look to You. I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior in my life, who died for my sins on the cross, to shine His life and light in my soul. And I give my life to Jesus for all eternity. For all of us here who know the Lord, I ask You, Heavenly Father, to shine afresh in our souls that precious light that we need every day. And I pray that this Christmas tomorrow would be a new day to have light for Your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.